This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Halloween week, and there are a lot of people who are, I don't know, agriculturalists with how seriously they take this week in terms of actual growing. I guess the pumpkin season is an important bellwether. We've sold in my neck of the woods here in Massachusetts a lot of pumpkins. A lot of pumpkins being grown around here. I'm talking about tons and tons and tons of pumpkins. So now, this week and this weekend, lots of activities and festivals on farms. And then, right after that, the Christmas tree season begins. But you didn't even think about that. I know a lot of farms around here in New England, where I am, there are tree farms. And there are, and up in Maine, Canada, out in New York State, I think up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, a lot of Christmas trees are grown. Various places around the country, out in the Northwest, there are Christmas tree farms, and they're a whole year. That's what I find very interesting, and sometimes, I guess, you know, it fits because I'm a dairy guy, and everything that I made, or at least used to make, came from the milk and things that we could make and do with the milk, so it was a one commodity farm. So I guess I can understand farmers who grow just cucumbers, or just grow corn, or just grow pumpkins, or just grow Christmas trees. So I guess I can get it. I think what happened, though, with me as I grew up, the farm did a little bit of everything, although the friends didn't compete with each other. Everybody had cows, and everybody milked cows on the farm. Some had more cows than others, like the farm that I first grew up on and worked around the cows. They generally only milked a couple of dozen cows and had maybe 40. I don't even think they had that many, frankly, maybe 30 or so at their biggest. But then the farm that I gravitated to was milking at one point in time 80-some-odd cows, I think. And that was a lot for the 1950s and the 60s. And then they gave up milking in the 60s because they couldn't make any money with it. And that was just the beginning of what has now sort of, when you talk about the, trickle-down economics of what's happened on the farms, there really is this whole business about being big and bigger and what comes out of a big farm. I've been very much criticized for some of the things that I say about big dairy farms, and I don't apologize for that because I feel very strongly about it. And so as a result of that, when I start the American Family Farmer program every week, by the way, my name is Doug Steffen. Thank you for joining me for another overview of how to, we're going to try to stir up some more support for, farming. And I am a dairy guy, so I am looking at some of the numbers here. The dairy herd in our country, according to research and information that was published this week, is, the number of cows is down, 9.3 million cows being milked every day in the U.S. dairy herd. This is the smallest sized herd since 2016, but because of the continuing productivity increases, the amount of milk produced is up 2% from last year. So you look at this, the milk glut, and people actually realizing there's a whole big treatise on milk and why more people are not buying milk. I don't understand why people can't see this. The influence of things that are not milk, but they're called milk, like almond milk and soy milk and, you know, this other crap that's around on the market, that's one reason people want what they think is healthier. What they don't know is the healthiest milk for them is the milk with the most butterfat. And anybody who does any research or looks at any research that's done, the benefits of having healthy full bore milk with all of its butter fat. That's the proteins that are in it. That's the healthiest stuff you can drink and put in your body. But what's happening on these big factory farms is the cows are not, they're well fed, but that doesn't mean they're well cared for. There's a difference between what happens in terms of feed and why the cows are being fed the way they are. It isn't about health, it's about how much you can produce. How much does this feed get the cow to produce? Thus, we had for a long time those shots that were given to cows to get them to give more milk. The hormones, the BST, I think it was called, whatever it was. I didn't ever use it on my cows, but a lot of people did, to get more volume. But with more volume doesn't come more quality. And that's the thing that the entire milk business, the industry, is forgetting. You know, there's this whole animus directed toward those of us who wanted to sell raw milk. I sold raw milk in my dairy because it was the only way that I could come close to making ends meet. You certainly aren't going to make ends meet in my neck of the woods getting $16, $17, $18, $19 a hundredweight for milk that costs us $24 a hundredweight to make. And so I stopped milking cows. That I'm selling milk to the local DFA store, which is basically the Sweezer family. You hear me going off on them all the time because they ruined the dairy business. They have ruined, you know, Sonny Perdue and his famous statement, get big or get out, that kind of stuff. Well, it's, you know, that's working to a point. But with me, an important way of getting quality milk was to make sure the cows were healthy and happy. And with today's circumstance, you're lucky to get 3 or 4 lactations out of a cow before it gets slaughtered. The way they live, the stress that they're under, that to me is not dairying. That's just that's a factory farm. The cows are commodities. With me, the cows are my friends. And the cows produce, and I like to reward them for that by treating them well. They helped all of us, and a lot of these people just don't recognize the fact that these are living, breathing beings that need to be respected for what they do instead of whacked over the head if they go into the wrong stanchion or they're in the wrong place, whatever it is. And that's, I think, what's taking its toll on the quality of the milk is the way the cows are being fed and treated in their lives. The fact that you can only get 3 or 4 lactations out of a cow. The norm when I was growing up in dairying was some 8, 9, 10, 11 lactations out of a cow before she got to, you know, breed them when they're 18 months old, 19 months old. They calf at 27 months, and then you milk them for 10, 11 months. You give them a month off, and they're rebred, and they calf 12th or 13th month afterwards, and the cycle kept going. For if the cow was probably 2.5, maybe 3 by the time she had her first calf, you could get 10 more years, and she was still only 15 when she was done. Today, you won't find a cow in the big factory farm circumstances that last anywhere near that long because of the way that they are treated. So anyway, there's that in the news. The status of the news is that the amount of milk being produced is up, but the American public is drinking it less because they know basically that it's not the same quality and they want quality. And the dairy people are not understanding that. I don't think they do. Any of the big corporate dairy people are not. The farmer bailout. There have been a lot of people talking and examining, trying to find out whether it's working or not. It is, the closer you look at the farmer bailout and look at who's benefiting, some of the states, some of the congressional districts, some are getting more attention than others unfairly. The total program payments almost exactly offset the revenues farmers lost compared with the last year, according to an analysis that I saw. And it had to do with politics. Iowa's 4th Congressional District, represented by Steve King, who is a nutbird in the first degree. He narrowly beat a Democrat last time around, has received a really disproportionate amount of money, as have two competitive Kansas districts. In other words, what the analysis shows is that farmers are getting paid in districts for political reasons. They're getting the benefits of the bailout. The comparative between Illinois and Kansas, where there were the same number of farmers, same problems, a lot more money went into Kansas than Illinois, and that kind of stuff. The same was true bailout payments in Minnesota and Wisconsin. These were top Trump targets for this year. And so what he's basically doing, or what his administration is doing, is trying to buy back farmer support, because farmers were falling off the wagon here with all of the stuff with the trade deficits and the problems that they were having. But I find it objectionable. I do. That my tax money is being used for political gain. Maybe I'm naive, but it really it burns my butt, frankly, when looking at the numbers and where all of this stuff, where the money is actually going and who's getting it. It's 16 past the hour. Our focus is going to be on an operation called the Organic Eye as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. This is the era of organics, and whether or not the government has made a mess of that label will be something that we'll scrutinize here in our conversation as we get going in a few minutes. Right now, though, I want you as a farmer to think about how well you're resting. Tough enough. This is harvest time. Hard to get a good night's rest anyway because we work from dawn to dark. Well, that's the case year-round pretty much anyway. But I think more for a lot of produce people as the harvest season comes to an end. They've worked hard, a lot of aches and pains, need a good night's rest. And if you're not using MyPillows or the material that comes from MyPillow at MyPillow.com, not only do you get the best pillows in the world, the best way to get a good night's rest is not only with the great pillows, but the mattresses that come from MyPillow. Buy one MyPillow, get another one free, 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash them, you can dry them. All you have to do to take advantage of this and all the other specials for all the other goodies at MyPillow.com, go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab that's at MyPillow.com, and use the code DJV, buy one, get one free, and the discount's up to 66%. All these great radio specials are at MyPillow.com. You got to use the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer. Find our podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Mark Castell, who is the founder of Organic Eye. You want an eye-opener, pardon the pun, go to organiceye.org. Mark has spent most of his life, at least as an adult, professional life, advocating for family farmers, which is what this program does, and working to ensure the integrity of the term organic, which started a long time ago. I find that, in my experience anyway, Mark, locally here in New England, that the term organic is abused since the government and Big Ag have gotten involved because they saw where the market was going. They have done a lot to sort of weaken it, bastardize even the term organic. I wonder if you think the same, or am I alone in that overview?
Well, Doug, I sadly agree with you to a great extent, and just dovetailing with your first segment, organic was founded in part as a economic justice vehicle for family-scale farmers. So when organics commercialized in earnest in the 80s, farmers were being hemorrhaged off the land, including the dairy farmers you were talking about. We had about 150,000 dairy farms at one point in Wisconsin when I started doing political work on behalf of farmers in the mid-1980s. There were 45,000 independent dairy farms in Wisconsin, averaging about 45 cows each. Today, we have somewhere around 8,000. It's actually less. And organics was supposed to be this alternative. Here's a factoid which I find highly disturbing. There are only 6 certified organic dairies in the state of Texas. Notice I don't call them farms. There are 6 right. certified organic dairies. Those 6 facilities create more certified organic milk, 1.4 times more milk than 453 farms in Wisconsin that are certified organic.
And so what does it mean anymore to be certified, Mark? How, because in the work of you, and I really respect what you're doing. I don't say that. I don't just hand out compliments because I find that the people who have stuck with organics and tried to make something of it is, you know, that's really where the focus ought to be. Not with these, you know, it's the Suiza family. It's a DFA. They'll control 80% of the fluid milk supply. So of course they're going to try to get in and take advantage of what the small family farmer. You heard me say the farm that I probably had most influence in. When the folks that ran the farm retired, I took the farm over. He just got married, and I was milking about 80. We went from 50 cows to 80 cows. The cows have always been more than just a commodity for me. I never slaughter them. I put them out to pasture, give them away to people as lawnmowers, and you know, they have to agree not to slaughter. That's what I do.
I can tell you from the consumer standpoint, that's one of the reasons people are willing to pay premiums for organics. And you were touching on this. You know, it's not atypical in dairy today that cows will last 1.5 or 2 lactations. Yeah. And organics is supposed to be different. First of all, it's supposed to be grass-based. Yeah. And we know when cows are on grass, not concrete, and they're eating a more natural diet, it's a lower production diet. But I have some farmers I work for that claim they're going to have cows old enough to vote. And that's by no means the average age. But they're incredibly healthy.
That's a great... Yeah, all right, let's hold on. Let's hold that thought. Mark Castell, founder of Organic Eye, here on American Family Farmer this week.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with SalonPas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like SalonPas Patch Large. SalonPas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green SalonPas box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton won't meet with the House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry without a subpoena. Bolton is openly sparring with the administration about its approach toward Ukraine. Tim Morrison, a Russian expert brought on to the National Security Council by Bolton, has now resigned a day before he's scheduled to meet in private with the committees. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution outlining the next phase in the inquiry. Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern.
Let there be no doubt that as much as this president flaunts the Constitution, we are going to protect it. We will stand up for the Constitution and defend the rule of law.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
They've denied President Trump basic due process rights and are cutting his counsel out of the process in an unprecedented way.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we have different focus. Well, I don't know. Maybe those who listen all the time don't think it's a different focus. It sounds sometimes like I'm a broken record, but I really think it's important to stand up for the way of life, for the products and produce that come from the American Family Farmer, even though, and many of them have grown to survive. I get that. We're talking to Mark Castell, who is the founder of Organic Eye. Spent his early career working for some of the biggies, International Harvester and G.I. Case, and just the two of them together, are together now, Case IH and the product that they, it's kind of, the stuff, I've been a Massey Ferguson man all my life, and I have nothing but Massey Ferguson, although I've had internationals, and I've had cases early on. And it's, for me, as these guys all got together, or these companies got together, merged, the same thing happened to their product as is happening on the dairy farm, or the big, huge farms. The stuff that they make now is, I wouldn't buy a new tractor.
I've been out of it long enough that I don't know, but what I'll say, and it responds to your comments not only on the farm technology side, but on, the big dairy co-ops and Dean Foods and others, is competition is the friend of the family farmer. And
yep,
we have seen a government under both Democratic and Republican leadership forget that we have antitrust laws and forget what that was designed to protect, free markets. And the more consolidation we have in meat packing and milk bottling and farm equipment, we just suffer. And the bigger corporate people, they can shop for equipment nationwide. The larger dairies with thousands of cows, sometimes tens of thousands of cows, have sweetheart deals with some of these milk marketers, even cooperatives that the farmers theoretically control.
Yeah.
And so you're right spot on in terms of we lose in that formula.
Well, I just look at the report on the how many cows we had and what we're getting for milk came from Farm Progress, and I don't see that as progress at all. Now, I'm looking at an ad in one of the trades from one of the seed companies, make more milk per mouthful. Okay, it doesn't talk about quality in the ad. It just says you get more volume, which is all that people seem to be interested in that are selling this stuff. But I'm saying the market is responding because they responded to the original term in reference to organics, and now they're looking at other things other than milk because they realize that milk, I define milk as anything that comes out of a mammary gland. I don't think almonds and coconuts and soys produce milk. It produces a white substance that is, okay, maybe it's good for you, but it didn't come out of a mammary gland.
They might have to put some kind of artificial element in there to make it white because it's not naturally
white.
We're on the same page. First of all, organic was supposed to be different, and because it's grass-based, I say there's nothing about scale in the organic regulations. But to think that you can milk cows 3 and 4 times a day at stocking densities of 5 to 15 cows per acre in the desert and suggest you're conforming to the organic standards is a joke and competitively disadvantages honest farmers. But this I call it not milk. Forget about the got milk campaign, but these not milks, at first I was saying, well, I don't really care about the naming too much. No, nobody's going to be confused. But then I looked at the nutritional density of some of these products. First of all, some of them taste better than skim milk. Oh, God, I don't drink skim milk.
Skim milk is awful. It's white water.
Yeah. So
it is.
You know, the doctors have been pushing our worst form of milk. But even compared to whole milk, it tastes pretty good. Why? Some of these products literally have as much sugar as soda pop.
Yeah,
and
sugar.
Many of them, oat milk or whatever, have no protein. Some of them, if they have nutritional content, it's because not that it's inherent quality food, but they're adding synthetic nutrients in there. So why is this happening? I'll tell you, Doug, it's there are literally hundreds of millions of dollars of invested capital being pumped in because it's way more profitable to crush a handful of soybeans and add water and sugar than it is to milk cows and deal with those pesty farmers all over the country.
Yeah,
so it's a gravy train, and the investors all like it. You know, whether it's going to survive in the long term, I don't know, but it's doing tremendous damage to people who are creating quality food.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we had for a long time with the advent of certain diets, the Atkins diet, we had to get off of fat. All fat was bad. All fat isn't bad. The kind of fat that you get in milk is very important to the nutritional value of your survivability, frankly, and that just got lost in all of these translations. Let's talk about Organic Eye itself and what you're doing. Who's funding it and how it's impacting? Do you think you're swimming upstream, or what? Where are you now with Organic Eye?
Sure. Well, Organic Eye, and it's Organic EYE, one word, organiceye.org. I was asked to launch this program. It's backed by a 38-year-old nonprofit entitled Beyond Pesticides. So if we're going to look at the toxic agrochemicals we use and as farmers find economic viable options that don't use them, organic is that one. So we can make a living, we can make a better living creating crops, milking cows, raising cattle that are certified organic and protect our families and protect our groundwater. There's just great societal benefits. I switched to organics when I was operating my own Case IH implement dealership because I suffered from pesticide poisoning, and it really injured my immune system. And I was lucky enough to see a doctor progressive enough that said eating organic food can be part of your healing regime. Yeah. And I'm now very healthy. But in terms of economic health for farmers, that's what Organic Eye is out to protect. We're an investigative agency. We just won't tolerate cheating and putting ethical family-scale farmers at a competitive disadvantage.
Yeah. There's an interesting development in some of the colleges. I noticed Cornell has got a small farms program now that is trying to bring people back around to understanding the value of running a farm like you have. I have 149 acres. You got 160. And this is what we grew up around. And I'm not saying like a couple of old fogies, like the old days were the best. But in terms of quality and what you really get, they were. So, you know, to bring back around the idea or to educate people, you know, the business about the California dairies, see all those ads all over the place. And remember the Make Mine Milk, there was a big push for that, I think, in the 70s and 80s. And you know, it still is the way that they provide. What really gets my gut is when I see Gorelick, which is one of the Dean Foods outfits in New England, they have all of these trucks that say local milk from local farmers. You can stand at the border of Massachusetts and New York, and every 4 minutes, you can see a tanker truck coming across the border day and night, 7 days a week, filled with milk from New York, Pennsylvania, that's coming in here, and it's because it's cheaper to haul it in and process it in one big plant than it is to do. I mean, when I grew up in this town, we had three different dairies. They were not only milking cows, but they were distributing. They had milk trucks, and they were distributing bottled milk door to door. That wasn't that long ago.
Sure. And, well, there's the farmers union that I used to work for. They had a saying that the economy, the rural economy, was never healthier than when more people were on the farm working the land. And
yeah, is that National Farmers Union? Was it the National Farmers Union, which is today, or is this just the Farmers Union?
No, it's the same National Farmers Union, and I worked here in Wisconsin. Yeah. But, you know, so it equates not only to the health of the farm economy, but those jobs in town and the diverse businesses prior to consolidation. You know, farmers are a cash flow machine. When they have family farmers, at least when they have more cash, they put the roof on the barn. They might buy a new piece of equipment.
Yep.
They might buy coats or manure boots on Main Street for the family.
Yeah.
It flows through that farm into the rest of the economy. And so farmers have been starved. You talked about adding cows. That was just to kind of tread water and stay even. The average herd sizes were going up, but the net profit wasn't going up. You just had to add cows to survive. And also that impacted the quality of life for the family, because the same family unit, and all too often now one of the spouses, usually the wife, worked off the farm. You had less labor for more work, and the joyful occupation of farming kind of lost some of its luster. And
that's why the kids didn't stay on the farm. Yeah, the kids didn't stay on the farm then.
That was our greatest export. Send them to school, and then they left. But, you know, interesting on organics, spouses have come home. The next generation has come home because it's been a fair level of remuneration, and you can actually make a living doing that. And that's what we're trying to protect, as it's eroded here by lack of government oversight. We shouldn't have to be the watchdogs at Organic Eye. We all pay our taxes, and Congress gave the USDA the authority to oversee organics and make sure it's fair for farmers and legitimate for consumers, and they've woefully failed.
Yep, they sure have. OrganicEye.org is the website. A few more minutes with Mark Castell in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. If you want a whiter, brighter smile, maybe you get up early in the morning, drink that first cup of coffee, and then you have more coffee, and maybe at the end of the day have a glass of wine. Well, all of that, it takes its toll on the whiteness and brightness of your teeth. Call 800-208-1797. That's the only way to order power swabs and to get 50% off the retail price using the code DJV. That's 800-208-1797 for the whitest, brightest, most natural smile you can possibly get with power swabs.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast, automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ing. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Mark Castell, the founder of Organic Eye. The website is organiceye.org. You can become a charter member there. I think all farmers who want to pursue this ought to belong. This is industry oversight. As you said a few minutes ago, it's too bad we have to have it, but we do have to have it because the government is not our friend. The government's not here to help. I love it. When somebody, we always laugh, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. There's a quick question about celery powder and how that's at the center of organic foods controversy. How is that? Can you explain that in a minute
or
so?
There's kind of been a subterfuge in the consumer world. Processed meat, and for those who produce meat, we want to produce something absolutely healthy, and processed meat is carcinogenic, and it's because they add nitrates or nitrites. When that combines with the protein in the meat, it creates nitrosamines, and so we want our food to be healthy. It's much healthier to take those meats that we like, sausages or hot dogs or whatever, freeze them and keep them frozen to preserve them. And in organics, you can't add synthetic nitrates. In fact, legally you're not supposed to add any nitrates. But they figured out that by growing not just common celery, but a special strain with copious amounts of synthetic nitrogen, it mimics those synthetic nitrates and nitrites as a preservative. So, but it doesn't have to say on the label.
All right, got it. OrganicEye.org, Mark Castell here on the American Family Farmer.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com every week. The most recent one just posted. We begin by sharing my experience testifying at a hearing on growing hemp here in Massachusetts. You can hear what I did to shake things up in the room. Not unusual, but it's one of those stories, a good news story. Also good news that Florida experiencing a plentiful citrus harvest. That's part of the conversation at the most recent posting at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com of our podcast. Also in this podcast, we meet Niaz Dori, who's coordinating director at North American Marine Alliance, also the executive director of the National Family Farm Coalition. We talked a lot about fishing, fishing ports, fishing issues, because fishing is part of the food service and food supply chain, and now they're considered fishing, and fishermen are considered farmers. She's been working with small-scale traditional fishing communities around the country, advancing the rights and benefits of the small-scale fishing community, just like we are always talking about the benefits of the small-scale farming community on the quality of the food that you eat. So you'll find that as a discussion. The podcast, again, is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You'll find a great deal of discussion as we point out the difference between big farming, big ag, big oil, and some of the other big commodities in the smaller family farm. In a moment, the food safety compliance issue has my attention. I'm going to talk about that with you right after this.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. LifeChange Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. If you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com. The tea that makes you go.
American Family Farmer. With I just want to say a couple things. In light of our conversation today, the organic farming industry or business, if you will, organic. I never looked at farming as a business, actually. I don't know why. I've always looked at it as a way of life. And so now that the government has forced upon smaller farmers making under $500,000 a year, any farmers, but the smaller ones, the Food Safety Compliance Act or Food Safety Enhancement Act, whatever it was, and the BS that goes along with it. Food was plenty safe before Big Ag came in and manipulated and messed it up. Big Ag doesn't have the same treatment from the government under these new rules as the smaller ag does, and it's easier for them to comply or to push the government around. It's pretty disgusting, actually. You know, it also is disgusting to go through. I was in a supermarket yesterday, and I was thinking as I went down the beverage aisle and looked at all of the crap that's there, the Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Crush Orange, you know, you name it, and all the slogans and campaigns that have put these competing beverages on the front of people's ideas. People in America seem to love fancy water and soda and fake milk. And so I wonder out loud whether the dairy industry, as we were talking about it here, will be able to keep up with it. I say dairying, the kind of dairying that I think is real dairying, not the stuff that comes from the huge agribusinesses. And, you know, you get a lot of... I noticed that one of the chocolate milk producers, the chocolate milk came from Spain. And, you know, you look at these things and you wonder, how did we lose? How did we get aced out of this? And why is the consumption of milk down when it's so good for you? And the consumption of this crap, these drinks that not good for you, going way up, and it's because we don't have the money to promote. The government says you got to give X number of dollars to promote your products, but the gut milk product, it talks about milk in general and not things like organic milk or milk that's local. I don't know. It bugs me. So I continue with my focus on it for your benefit, I hope, on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.